USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former National Security Advisor KT McFarland believes she's got the way that President Joe Biden could have an immediate impact on Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Number one, I am restarting the American energy industry, and I'm also going to export oil and natural gas to Europe. And he would go to the Europeans and say, I've got your back. I'm going to guarantee your energy security. You don't have to buy Russian stuff. And then I think he goes to Putin and says, I am going to drive the price of oil back down to where it was, $40 a barrel, where American companies can make money and where you, Russia, are bankrupt.
And in other news from Ukraine, 23 people were killed, mostly children, and 26 others were wounded from shelling on a school and community center in a city near Kharkiv in eastern Ukraine. Also, we have word that a U.S. citizen has been killed in Cherniv, a northern Ukraine city, according to State Department officials. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
At her Senate confirmation hearing next week, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson will immediately face calls to recuse herself from one of her first major cases she would hear as a justice, a challenge to Harvard University's use of race as a factor in undergraduate admissions. Jackson, an alumna of Harvard College and Harvard Law School, currently sits on the university's board of overseers that provides counsel to the university's leadership on priorities, plans, and strategic initiatives. A United Arab Emirates-flagged cargo ship with 30 people on board sank in the Persian Gulf off the southern coast of Iran. The ship sank to heavy turbulence in poor weather. Rescuers were immediately dispatched from different parts of Iran's southern coastline to rescue the ship's crew. 29 of the 30 crew members have been rescued so far, according to crisis mitigation officials at the Islamic Republic News Agency. The cargo ship has crew that consisted of nationals from Sudan, India, Pakistan, Uganda, Tanzania, and Ethiopia. This is USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. We produce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
War rages on in Ukraine, and the number of refugees leaving the country continues to climb.
Russia's war has created a humanitarian crisis. The United Nations is reporting that more than 3.1 million refugees have fled Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion. The UN Refugee Agency has labeled the exodus the fastest-growing refugee crisis in Europe since Hitler started World War II. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Donald Trump is tied with President Joe Biden in a hypothetical rematch of the 2020 election, according to a new poll done by the Wall Street Journal. Voters were divided 45% to 45% when they were asked who they would cast their ballot for in 2024. Here's a breakdown of some of the other results. 67% disapprove of Biden's job performance. 52% say they have an unfavorable opinion of Trump. Nearly 17% of voters say they have an unfavorable opinion of both Trump and Biden. 46% say they would back a GOP candidate for Congress, compared to only 39% who would choose a Democrat. And a federal grand jury continues to examine evidence in a wide-ranging examination of Hunter Biden's international business dealings, even after President Joe Biden's son paid off a significant tax liability, according to the New York Times. A tax inquiry probe during the Obama administration widened in 2018 to include possible criminal violation of tax laws, as well as foreign lobbying and money laundering rules. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.